Daryl. Hey, Daryl. What's
Hicks,
up, Daryl?
How you doing, sir?
What's up, Big Fish?
What's hey, up, Daryl? DX?
Mikey, how you doing, man?
Oh, man. By the best, man. How you doing, bro?
I have no... Well, you heard, Brother Blue.
Yeah. It's all right to say it again.
Brother Highsmith.
No justifiable complaint.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen, amen, bro.
Amen.
That's
murder,
a
murder
beach. Morning, Brother Highsmith.
Murder Beach.
Hicks, I want you to know.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Gene Gene?
Hey, man, how you doing?
My name is Williams.
Gene Gene, how you
morning,
doing?
Brother morning, Brother Williams.
Morning, Brother.
Good morning, my beloved brothers, and God bless each of you as we come together on this last day of our corporate and collective prayer cycle for this week. We praise God for being able to come together in a good and pleasant way to dwell together telephonically and share this very special time of inspiration and encouragement. Welcome to our corporate and collective and now contagious prayer cycle, where we, the members of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, come together to fortify our faith in the Father and to bolster and strengthen our belief. Praise God for each of you. Our numbers have been impressive. We have been in the triple digits for some time now without interruption. And we advise each of you and encourage each of you to reach out and to admonish and to encourage other brothers to join us for this very special time as we stand on our first principle of Christian manhood. We're delighted to have each of our grand officers that join us on a regular basis come together along with members of our Supreme Council as we go to God for our fraternity and for our friends and for our fellowship and to bolster our faith. We're delighted as always to have our media pass Grand Chaplain on the phone, Bishop Staccato Powell. We're always delighted to have our immediate pass Grand Bosselist, GB40, on the phone with us, as well as others who serve us in the Grand Officer capacity. We thank God for each of you. Again, we are so delighted to have each of you, and we are always greeted by a highest-ranking member of the Supreme Council, which happens today to be immediate past Grand Bosselist, who joins us every day on the phone and has done so for the last several months and indeed the last couple of years. We delight to have GB40 on the phone, and I ask that now all of us, as is our custom, rise and in spirit, welcome our chieftain, immediate past Grand Bosselist, Dr. Tony F. Knox. God bless you, Dr. Knox. You have the phone, sir.
Amen. Good morning, Reverend Doctor. Good morning, brother. And brothers, thank you. Brothers, it's wonderful to be able to come on the phone and hear that joyful noise. And as we look in our research, it says, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in light of thy counsel. Lord, thank you, Lord. We're blessed each and every day as we come together, brothers, and as we come together on the call and being recognized by each other, brothers all across the country from east to west, north and south, it makes a difference in our day. And yesterday I was blessed to hear from Brother Michael Jackson. As you know, we pray for Michael. Michael is dealing with a serious form of cancer, another serious form of cancer, and he gave us some good news. He gave us some good news that his treatment is working and that the cancer cells in his lungs are being killed, and he's so thankful. He's maybe on the prayer call this morning, but he's been on the prayer call, and he attributed to that the prayer is working. So, brother, let's continue praying for Michael and praying for all the other cancer patients that we pray for. Brothers, the things that we've been asking the Lord, the bishop has told you and Reverend Dr. Richardson has told you, be bold and act. And the Lord is granting. The Lord is granting those prayer requests that we're sending up. So please continue doing what you're doing. Please continue being who you are and bringing forth those prayer requests. We know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. So brothers, again, every day I thank you for what you do, for the difference that you're making. And please know, brothers, that I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well. We always look forward to your time with us in fellowship and in faith. We thank you for what God has done through you, and we pray for your family on a continuing basis. God bless you, Dr. Knox.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
My brothers, a couple of things that will be prayed for today. Hopefully, with our presenter, we will get a chance to hear a special prayers for those who have served in the military. As this weekend, we will celebrate through Monday Veterans Time, Veterans Day, and we salute all those who have served our country in the military and in the armed forces. Thank God for each of you. We also are delighted to know that all of you have adhered to our request that as you sign on, you identify yourself so that we might know that each one of us on this line is a member, in fact, of our beloved fraternity. And we thank you for adhering to those requests. Thank God for each of you as we go together and we celebrate this month the anniversary of our founding. And we know that various members of the Supreme Council and others will be traveling throughout the country speaking and presenting and installing officers and the like during this very special time, the month of November. My brother Cyril Garrett would normally be on the line today, and he will not be joining us today. We pray for him and his son, and we know that God is with him throughout whatever he's dealing with at this moment. And we praise God for Brother Garrett as he leads the 7th District. I thought it would be appropriate today, however, if we present someone who will stand in his stead and will help us. And all the way from Anchorage, Alaska, where the time there is not 6:30, but it is, in fact, 2:30 in the morning, a man who is sacrificing his time to join us today. He happens to be the visionary for this work, and I thought it would be helpful today if, in fact, he led us during this time of meditation and prayer. Let me further introduce him by saying there are many people that qualify and are certified as theologians. They have attended schools and they know the nature, the names of God, and they know how to present him in a very positive way. They know God, and they are theologians because of the way they have been trained and have introduced the idea of God and godliness to others. But there's a difference between being a theologian and a theologist. And the person I'm presenting is not only a theologian, which is step one, but a theologist, one who not only presents the faith, but also practices the faith. I'm proud to present our immediate past grand chaplain, Bishop Staccato Powell, a man after my own heart. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Please receive now.
Amen.
Staccato
Amen.
Powell.
Amen.
Thank you, brother grand chaplain, Reverend Dr. Walter T. Richardson, and to our 40th Grand Basilus, immediate past, Brother Antonio, Faithful, Knox. And we are praying for each one of the brothers who have signed in on this morning. And let me greet you with the words of the 133rd Psalm. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And as we come now on this, the 8th day of the 11th month of this year, 2019, what a blessing it is to be in the number one more time. When many started out, as we did on the 1st of this year, and now their voices have been quieted, but here we are yet alive. Today's focus on this day comes from the book of Acts, chapters 19 and 20, where we get a glimpse at Paul's third missionary journey. As we look back to Acts chapter 18, verse 23, and we pick up this third journey, an expedition that takes Paul throughout the province of Asia. There he visits churches founded on previous trips. The church at Ephesus hosts Paul for over 2 years while he conducts a ministry so successful that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Leaving Ephesus, Paul visits churches in Macedonia and Achaia before setting sail for Jerusalem and an uncertain future. In chapter 19, you will read of the persuasion at Ephesus and the persecution at Ephesus. In chapter 20, travels to Greece and testimonial to Ephesians. Paul is a man of great travels, exploits for the ministry and mission of Jesus the Christ. Brothers, it's fascinating and interesting to me that as we read through the book of Acts, we get a glimpse of what things we must endure if we are going to embrace the kingdom of God. One passage of scripture puts it this way: we must suffer many things for the kingdom of God. often we find ourselves a little dismayed, disheartened, and discouraged, sometimes dissuaded, and bordering on depression and despondency when we find ourselves up against troubles. We know we've said and heard it before, when we're up against a trouble, we should meet it squarely face to face. However, we've been duped by the devil to think that this world should be a primrose path of ease. Not so. Jesus says up front that in this world we will suffer tribulations. However, the enemy would have us to think that when we go through, it's because God has forsaken us. It's not true. God is with us always, even in this moment. So as we put ourselves in the following situations, we've just received word that an adult bookstore is opening next door to your house or apartment. What is your response? Are you indifferent or indignant? What action would you take? Paul was surrounded by sinful influences and corrupting pressures during his public ministry. Corinth was notorious for its immorality, Ephesus for its idolatry, Athens for its polytheism. And yet, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul was able to move among sinful people without being influenced by them, making an impact on their lives for Jesus Christ. In Corinth and Ephesus, he left behind growing young churches. What impact is your life making on the sinful situations around you? Are you indeed a light? Are you the salt that this world needs to illuminate its dark and dismal presence? How are you in your chapter meetings? What happens when you're around others? Do you impact them by your willingness to stand above the fray? Is your influence for God being felt? Make a list of 3 or 4 corrupting influences in your neighborhood and you would like to see changed. Select one from that list and make it the focus of your prayer time. Resolve not to be influenced by sinful corruption and ask that the Lord direct your path as you respond in a way that's pleasing in his sight. But ultimately, it is our desire to hear him declare, "Well done, good and faithful servants." 2 bits of insight, the word for today as we begin to pray. Standing room only in Ephesus. The Grand Theater in Ephesus was the site of the famous pro-Artemis anti-Paul rally. It was a large outdoor amphitheater that seated more than 25,000 people, all of whom shouted for 2 hours, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians." The site still stands today near Sokak, Turkey. And the final bit of insight, brethren, know that whatever things you are facing, you are not alone. For the promise that God has given us is that he will be with us always, even until the end of the age. Take this word with you as you go forward today. Our sense of sin is in proportion to our nearness to God. Our sense of sin is in proportion to our nearness to God. Let's pray. God, what a joy it is to be able to come together with other men who are common to the fraternity and, most importantly, in the fellowship of the faith. Our presence here is nothing short of an indication that you're still in the blessing business, opening doors that we didn't know exist, making the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. We are delighted to have this privilege to touch and agree in this way, and we know that if two can touch and agree on anything on earth, it shall be done in heaven. Our confidence in you is bolstered each and every day as we come together and hear the voices of other men who thought it not robbery to rise at this hour before the crack of dawn for the express purpose of communing and conversing with you. We know that the adversary is angered by the fact that we come together each and every day in good numbers, triple digits. When we first started, God, in 2015, it was doubtful that men of Omega would be able to come together. But we've defied the devil, and we will continue to do so. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know that no matter what weapons are formed against us, they shall not prosper. For you promised us that if our enemies dare to come at us in one way, you would put them to flight in seven different ways. And if we know anything at all about you, you are a promise-keeping God. And if we had 1,000 tongues, we would still be ill-equipped to thank and praise you for who you are and all the things that you have done. Every time we sign on, Monday through Friday at this hour, and hear the voices, some with bass, some altos, whatever the melodic sound might be, we know it's an indication that you're still in the miracle-working business. Don't allow one brother who's dialed in to go off the same way. Bless not only them, but their homes that they represent. Bless the chapters, and God bless the districts that they are part of, and let them know that the best is yet to come. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what you have in store for those of us who love you, been called according to your purpose. And as we prepare to celebrate the founding of this great fraternity, the fraternity that we are confident that your Son and our Savior too heads as an Omega himself, that God, we will celebrate in such a way that's pleasing in your sight. We know, Lord, that our existence is not by happenstance, and God, that we will go on even for years to come. And as we are now in the changeover zone to pass the baton of those that will come behind us, we thank you for the privilege of interceding on behalf of each individual. Though we may not know all the names of the brothers that are on the call or the needs that they may represent, what we do know without a shadow of a doubt, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. We thank you for the leadership of this fraternity. We thank you for Brother Dr. David Marion, God, our 41st Grand Basilisk. We continue to lift him and his family up as they recently lost the patriarch of the clan. Let them know that it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And though weeping endures for a night, morning is coming, and when morning comes, joy shall be restored. We thank you, God, for the 40th Grand Basilisk who's faithfully on this call each day. We thank you, God, for him and his family. We pray, Father, that you would continue to undergird him with your sustaining power and guide him with your presence. Thank you for our Grand Chaplain, the Reverend Dr. Walter T. Richardson, whose voice continues to shine and delight us, God, with the words and the insight that he gives in an illiterate fashion. Praying for he and his family, God, bless his grandsons, who are also members of this fraternity as they continue to emulate the faith and the fraternal bond that he's displayed before them over the years. What a living and fitting a testament to his fatherhood, God, that his grandsons would be willing to join the fraternity that he's been a part of. And we know it is in large measure due to the life that he's lived in front of them. And God, for each person on the Supreme Council, whether it's Dan Jones, who's going to prepare for a procedure, God, and who's going through it, God, we ask that you would heal and deliver him of Parkinson's disease. What a living testimony it will be for those of us who believe that we can speak those things that are not as though they were and confident that they shall be. Touch Dan, touch his wife, God, that you will strengthen Barbara as she cares and is concerned about his well-being. We pray, God, for Brother Mark, that you would bless and keep him. Be with those who are undergraduates, God, as they too don the colors of this fraternity, God, and know that it is not just about the colors, but that we are men of Omega of a high standard and integrity. Be with our brother Ricky Lewis as he continues to shepherd young men and bring them together in California. We thank you for the voices that we hear, the voices like Michael, a God that who continues to testify and be a living testimony of what you can and will do. Continue to heal Michael Jackson, God, in ways that only you can. We thank you for Brother Brown, who chimes in many mornings, God, at 3:30 in the morning from the state of California. We thank you for the members of the 12th District and other members, God, who come on. We thank you for those who sign on from the 8th, the home of the heavyweights. Thank you, Father, for the 5th and all others, God, from the 6th District and so many, God, whose names we may never know. We thank you for Brother Gumby, who thought it not robbery to go back into the classroom to help strengthen the intellectual prowess of young people as they try to gain expertise in English and other areas of study, God. We thank you for his spirit, the spirit of Caleb, that continues to give him strength each and every day. And as we come together, we're grateful for those who thought it not robbery to send in prayer requests. And we lift them up even now. Be with Michael and Cheryl Elby. We are praying, God, that you would continue to strengthen Michael and Cheryl. We celebrate with that family as his niece was elected to the City Council of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with the highest number of votes of anyone running in the race. Young lady who graduated from Spelman College, God, and we're thanking you for her uncle who supported her and others. We're praying for Brother Kerry Kirkland and his wife, Juanita, as they deal with the illness of their son, Kerry Jr. We know that you are indeed the one who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we declare the healing of Kerry even now. We as fathers know what it is when our children may be ill or going through anything, but you know better than we do because it was you who gave your son Jesus the Christ, who suffered death upon the cross, was resurrected that we might have this privilege that we now embrace. We're praying for Brother Carlton Stevens, who won the election in Wilson, North Carolina, to become the first African-American mayor ever elected in that rural North Carolina town in the South. And we know, Lord, it wasn't because of those who came to the polls, so that's very important, but we know it was you that was on his side. And since the brother was elected in Montgomery, Alabama, we are praying for their leadership and as they continue to come forth and represent you in ways that only you can permit. And this fraternity, God, is another testament that we have been called out. We are set apart for excellence and leadership. And for that, God, we thank you for the privilege of serving. And we know without you we could not and would not be, but it is in you that we move and have our being even now. We lift up Brother Cyril Guerra, God, who normally would be here leading us through this prayer time. We thank you for his life, young man, God, who represents you in a stellar fashion, who's concerned about his son, Jordan. And we're thanking you even now that you watch over his family, his wife, Joycine, God, his daughter, Ashley, and his son, Jordan. We know the enemy is always prowling around, but he is a defeated foe and a liar. That Jordan is healed and delivered, that he cannot have our children. He cannot have anything that you've given us. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We lift up Harry Belafonte Williams of Upsilon Psi, God, for his safe travels. Cover him, God, with the blood covering even now. Cover those members of the fraternity that will crisscross the nation during this Founders Day month, speaking and delivering the message of the brothers, encouraging them just as Paul did as he traveled throughout, calling disciples together, encouraging them in the faith, God. Help those who speak to encourage others in their fraternal fidelity, God, that they would not get weary, and admonish them to continue to hold forth the light and the lamp of Omega. We pray, God, that you would cover them with your blood, that no incident or accident will befall them. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in the lives of those who are on this call. Be with Brother Al Spivey. We thank you, Father, for how you're keeping Brother Spivey, Jr., God, Spider-Man. We pray that as he requests prayers, as he travels to the Dominican Republic for a trade mission, that you have already gone ahead of him and all things will be well and will be better than anything he ever thought or imagined. We thank you for all that you are doing in Brother Marvin Broadwater Sr.'s life. And we're praying for all the brothers who are in the midst of the storms, God. We pray that you would put a hedge of protection around them in sheer warmth as there's a downturn in the temperature, God, that they will not suffer adversely. And we pray for those that are homeless, God, but without your grace, we would be among them. And it's not because we are more industrious, but because of your mercy that continues to shine forth among us. And never allow us to take it for granted. Never allow us, God, to think ourselves above anyone else, but to know that it's in you and you alone that we are blessed to the extent that we are. Praying for those who have served this nation, who defended it on foreign soil. And we pray, God, that as we acknowledge Veterans Day, that you would continue to give them strength, give them the provisions that's needed. Don't allow us to forsake them in their times of need, God, because they stood in the gap for us while they were on the battlefields of life. And we pray that you would continue to provide for not only them, but for their families. We lift up Larry Lewis, God, who stands in the gap for Brother Rayford Johnson, who's recuperating from back surgery, praying for his wife, Essie, who's his constant caregiver, that she would not get weary in the process, as Essie is dealing with bone cancer and taking chemo treatments weekly. But we know the healing is not in chemo or radiation or the oncologist, but in you, Rafa, who was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we declare healing even now. We're praying for Mickey and Janet's souls as they hold the visual at the bedside of their 35-year-old daughter, Ashley, who's also dealing with cancer. But God, go in and cleanse her from any carcinogenic issues in her body. We know you're able, and we thank you, God, for being willing. Thank you for how you've healed and delivered Zoe Barnes that we prayed for years, God, at the urging of our own brother, E.D. Hall. We continue to lift up E.D.'s sisters, Ava and Brenda. We lift up his uncle, Bray, God, and his aunt, Franny, and we thank you, God, for the widow of Elmer Cummings, one of our brothers, Doris, who continues to live independently in an assisted living facility, God, that you will strengthen Doris in ways that only you can. We thank you for all of the widows of the brothers who have gone ahead of us, God, but we know that we must, like others, join that innumerable caravan one day. But until then, it is our intention to press and to pray and not get weary in the process, for you admonished us and commanded that we pray, God, without ceasing, and we are serious about perfecting the practice of perpetual prayer. For the enemy is always prowling around, but we are delighted, God, that we are not alone, that as we come together each and every morning, we are strengthened by the bonds of fraternal brotherhood. We pray, Father, for Blanche Williams, who is preparing for knee replacement surgery on Thursday, November 14th. God, we thank you that you are blessing her even now. You will prepare the room that the surgery shall take place in, and that the guiding the hand of the one that will perform the procedure, and that she's healed even now, that the pain will dissipate, that her mobility will be increased, God. And we're praying for our brother, Mo Williams, who's her husband, that as he cares for his wife, that you will give him strength according to his days. Be with Julie Moore, God, who is struggling with a shoulder injury, that you will strengthen that shoulder. She is the wife of Vice Boss-elect Kenneth Moore, that you will strengthen her and him during this season. We continue to lift up the brothers of the Delta Upsilon chapter as they start their Achievement Week activities, and other brothers throughout the fraternity, God. We're praying for their banquet. We thank you, God, for the way that they continue to hold up the bloodstained banner and carry forth the mandated programs of this fraternity. We appreciate, God, all that you are and all that you do each and every day. Be with Brother Larry Whaley. Continue to strengthen him in his work. Bless the Reverend Brother James Tolbert, who was hospitalized at the Veterans Hospital in Charleston, and Brother Floyd Breland, that you would heal and deliver them. And we know you're able, God. We have no doubt in our minds, and we know that you are willing. And one day, we, like others, must respond to the clarion call to come from labor to reward. And when that time comes, we're not in any way fretful or fearful, but confident that to live is Christ and to die is gain. To be absent from the body is to be present with you. And we have not seen any show yet, God, that will compare to the skipping and hopping and praising and stepping that we shall do when we get to your kingdom. We will join in with the saints of immortal glory and the 24 elders who spend all of eternity praising and magnifying you. Because when we think about what we have been through and the things that you have done, this momentary and light afflictions don't compare with the greater glory that is on the way. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. In the name of the Christ, as men of Omega, we shall pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. Powell. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Powell.
Thank you. Amen, brother.
Thank you, Brother Bishop.
God bless you.
Brother Bishop Powell. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Cold and alive.
Great weekend.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Powell. God bless you.